This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Nancy Pelosi is calling the shots, not Chuck. And Chuck wants to have this done. I really believe that. He wants to have this done. But she's calling the shots, and she's calling them because she wants the votes. And probably if they do something, she's not going to get the votes, and she's not going to be Speaker of the House.
All right, that's the Prez blaming it on Nancy Pelosi. Government shutdown, day five. Politics doesn't take a break, even if you and I do. Hey, hey, hey. It's Kate Delaney and my show, America Tonight, as we clean up the rest of the year and then head into 2019. Do you believe it? And what's going on with the government? I mean, this is what we're all jawing about, right? Typical politics as usual. We've seen this act before. We've seen this act in the 10 years that I've done this show. So the shutdown is the shutdown. You know, 5 days on, as of Wednesday into Thursday, 6 days. Senators could be called back to Capitol Hill on Thursday. It's looking that way. No sign of any break over the Christmas couple of days. And, you know, the president said the situation, he said, he likens the situation as he went deeper into this to the firing of FBI Director James Comey in 2017, saying Democrats supported that idea until he actually did it. So he was saying, listen, they supported this damn thing until they didn't. So now they're not supporting it. What would be the economic shutdown of the economic, I can say this easy, economic. That's when you have 6 cups of coffee. It's the economic impact that the shutdown has had on the morale of federal employees, because I know some, and I've been doing my unofficial polling, you know, it rattles them. Of course it rattles them, whether they get pay caught up or whatever happens, or they're up to date and then they're assured that, hey, this thing is going to take that long, it rattles them. That's what it does. When you're not an entrepreneur, when you're used to rolling along, and even if you don't agree with the nonsense that happens around you, you're getting your paycheck every 2 weeks. And if there is a threat to someone's money, we know what happens. People freak out. So there are people freaking out. The everyday government worker, not people high up in the ranks. They're the ones that feel like they got coal shoved into their stocking over this whole thing. So over the weekend and heading into these first couple of days, Nancy Pelosi, who's likely to become, oh, that Dunkin' Donuts, likely to become Speaker when the Dems take over the House in January, is saying that if the government isn't reopened over the holiday, Democrats would vote through a bill to do it when they took control. And they're taking control at the beginning of the year. So you know what my big bet here is? I would bet the House on this. This sucker is going all the way through this week. And she's right. Until the Democrats take over, that's the play, and that's what the president was referring to. It ain't happening until that happens, barring something very strange. Now, the senators in the House are trying to kind of jimmy-rig their travel schedule because they have to get notice before they have to come back for a vote. So, as of what I know in calling some contacts before I cracked open this microphone, they're not expected to have any votes. Nothing is listed right now. There is nothing happening. Not happening. So we'll see how this all rolls out into 2019. Period. This is the way it is. This is the way it is, and it's going to be a big old fight once you have the Democrats in the House, because now you have a split chamber, which you didn't have before, so that is the big difference. All right, there is snow coming down as this leaves my lips. There is more pouring down on the Midwest, and parts of the East Coast. So people who want a white Christmas or wanted to head into 2019 with some of the white stuff aren't happy to see it when they get it, because the reason is because, you know, of course it gunks up transportation and anything else that you have going on in between in trying to get to and from places. And that's, you know, we knew that this was going to happen. We knew that the snow was a possibility. So this isn't a shocker. It's what you deal with, right? It's what you deal with when you're traveling to places where they get snow. So as an ex-weather person for 1 week in Kearney, Nebraska, thank you very much, only because I knew how to work the computer, I was looking at the forecast and Denver, Minneapolis, and some really giant cities, major hubs across those areas, especially the Midwest, are looking for these disrupting storms that are happening right now. In fact, the Kansas governor declared a state of emergency late on Wednesday afternoon. He said in response to the storm, we know it's going to hit us, so we're doing it. We're just going to, imagine that. He calls an audible before it happens. Let's just call it. Let's just do it because we know it's going to happen. And in the South, because of heavy rain, severe thunderstorms and flooding, I can attest to that. I practically need Noah's Ark to get out of my house and my neighborhood because we've had so much rain in Dallas, Texas, right? So we're getting some of the rainy stuff while they're getting the white stuff in Nevada and Utah, Idaho, Arizona even, in the mountainous areas, Colorado, New Mexico, and, you know, Rocky Mountains. The good news is if you're a skier and you're in those areas, you might not like the heavy winds, but you like the natural powder that you'll get from the snow, because the storm is expected to dump 8 to 12 inches of snow this week in some areas. I mean, up to 2 feet. People have been sending me pictures, and trust me, it's deep in some areas. In parts of Denver, it is a winter wonderland. Absolutely. I'd rather get the snow, frankly, than all the rain and the thunderstorms. It was like a lightning show. Like I said, in my neighborhood, it was just brutal, the rain, brutal. But the wintery stuff, the snow, as long as you can stay in, and some of these areas, I don't care how hardy the people are, you're not going out. There's no way. Because it's like a whiteout. You can't even see, especially if you get that ice. And they're getting some of that ice, and some of the central states are getting some of that ice. So I looked at the storm tracker before I dove on the air, and it was not looking good. It was year-end snow, baby. A blanket of the stuff. A blanket. Hey, coming up in this hour of the show, we're going to talk about yet another child dies, a second immigrant dies, being separated from parents. So you can imagine the outrage of this. And now a change in policy. The Secretary of Homeland Security is saying this death on Christmas Eve of an 8-year-old Guatemalan boy in federal detention is heartbreaking. She's right. It's heartbreaking and got to do something. So the immigration system is falling apart because of this border crisis that nobody seems to realize we have. Right? We got a border crisis. Knock, knock. Anyone home? We knew this 10 years ago. In fact, we knew this 15 years ago. And now it's gotten worse. More deets on that coming up with me. Merry, merry, happy, happy. Hope you're hanging with your fam and your posse and enjoying your time. I'll meet you on the other side.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm not going to talk about it now, but I will say this. We have been building a lot of, well, a lot of people don't know, and I haven't really been stressing it, frankly, because maybe I felt it wasn't the right thing to do, but we've been building a lot of walls.
Free information says what we know and we've talked about. You know, the wall is being built. There were bids that were sent in. There was conversation about who was going to do that. And, yeah, construction has started to happen on parts of the wall. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, hope you're having a great holiday. Thrilled to be with you, as always, here on my show, America Tonight. And what are we buzzing about in America? You heard the president there, by the way. He is and was on the ground visiting U.S. troops in Iraq in a first trip to a conflict zone for the president. And there was a lot of speculation. There was a lot of secrecy. There were certainly calls for him to spend some time with the troops deployed in the quicksand of the Middle East. So guess what? Boom. They respond. And there was some social media speculation. Talk about buzz, especially all over Twitter, because we know Twitter is about breaking the news. And he visited troops. Melania was with him. And the speculation on social media was, wow, where's Air Force One? Because a Twitter user in Germany posted they tracked an aircraft that they thought could be Air Force One, so they were pumping it out all over the place. That's nice. Anybody, any idiot, any terrorist with any kind of a gun that could hit that area, think of some of the hardware they have, right? Could blast, try to blast Air Force One out of the sky. So a Britain-based Flickr user posted a photo of a plane with a blue and white color scheme that looked like the presidential aircraft flying over Yorkshire. And I looked at that plane, and it did look like Air Force One, but hard to tell. Sometimes there's a dummy. Sometimes there's a dummy plane. And it looked real to me. But either way, that was pumped out all over the place with the time, with the position, and everything else. And, you know, you think about presidents and their visits, like GW on Air Force One back in 2003. and passing British Airways pilot seeing the plane and radioing a control tower and say, was that Air Force One? And then that was all over the place, right? And then, of course, you had President Obama, Air Force One, when he visited the troops in Iraq in 2009 in Afghanistan. He did it two different years, I want to say 2012 and 2014. So they try to cover it up as much as they can. But let me tell you, it's pretty easy when you get aviation. My husband, who is a pilot, and you know, you've heard the other on this show, he's got one of those devices where you can hold it up and you can pretty much tell if you, it doesn't say this is Air Force One, this is whatever traveling, but he'll say to me, oh, look, there's this XXX plane, this has got to be Richard Branson, or this has to be somebody that he knows their plane. He said, if you look at the call sign, if you look at this, so it's much easier to track than you would think. That's pretty scary if you think about it, though, right? Although it was great to see the pictures of Melania and the press. I mean, hey, visiting the troops, they need that morale boost, and I think that's a really good thing. And so the president was there, and of course, part of the whole idea is we are done with Syria, but U.S. forces are going to stay in Iraq, and they could actually re-enter Syria from there. That's one of the things that's being discussed as a possibility. And, you know, think about it. Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, you know, how much? And when do we say, okay, attaboy, that's enough? And this is what the problem has become in the Middle East. And if you've ever heard me, you know, this makes me crazy, and I talk about it all the time. That's why I call it the quicksand of the Middle East, because of disappearing bodies, all our blood, sweat, tears, and do-re-mi down the drain. The money, the least on my list. The ripping apart of families to no end, to no victory, to no whatever. You know, where is that line in the quicksand? Where do we say enough is enough, right? So there you go. And by the way, one of the things that happened is troops bringing some of their Trump hats to get signed, and they say that could have violated a military rule. You know, the Make America Great hats, they were everywhere, apparently. So when he makes this visit, they're all pulling them out, and there was video footage of him signing the hats. And some of the hats had an embroidered patch that said Trump 2020. So there are these Department of Defense guidelines for political activities, as you can imagine, right? You're in the service. So what the guidelines say, it's pretty clear. Active duty personnel can engage in partisan political activities, and in all military personnel should avoid the inference that their political activities imply or appear to imply DOD sponsorship, approval, or endorsement of a political candidate, campaign, or cause. I mean, is that shocking? No. It's not shocking, but it's not shocking that these guys who are risking their necks are not thinking about, oh, let me get that guideline book out again. Or who's in charge? Just say no hats, no signing. What does the insignia say? They're not. I just have to believe they're not thinking about that, right? To make that a big deal? Come on, give me a break. What is a big deal is what I mentioned before, and that's the fact that you've got another child dying going through immigration. Guatemalans, the officials in Guatemala, identified him as Felipe Gomez Alonso, and he fell ill when he was in custody with his father. So this is the second kid to die in federal detention this month. And I know this area well because I used to live in El Paso. I used to cover the Border Patrol. I have a good friend who's a Border Patrol agent. I traveled with the Border Patrol. I've talked about that, which who cares, except for I got to see up close and personal what this was like. And as somebody who grew up on a completely different side of the country, it was shocking to me to realize there's rape trees, there's coyotes taking massive advantage right in front of my face with a camera, and Border Patrol agents of people that they were pulling across the Rio Grande, and that's just exploded even worse. So here's the deal. They had 450 kids that were screened at a medical place at the Border Patrol's El Paso sector, which includes New Mexico. And what happened was another kid got sick. Now, in those cases, 86%, more than 68,000 family, they call them family units, and almost 14,000 unaccompanied kids over last year's totals for the most recent couple of months along the southwest border. It's just exploded. So there's been a jump in illegal border crossings by the families and the kids who don't have anyone with them. So the system is cracked, broken at a crisis point. That's exactly what's happened. So when they come in, there's people who are coming into custody. They've got severe respiratory illness. They have some other illnesses. They're apprehensive. They're scared. They're frightened. They're kids. And that just makes the symptoms that much worse. And some of the areas are remote locations at these illegal crossings. So there's not a lot of resources there. And that's spurred some of the problems, and it has exploded the number. Then there's been fraudulent claims by border crossers, and they're getting applications and getting rejected, or there's, when they seek asylum, and the immigration judges are saying no. So there's massive problems with this. So what we have now is the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, who is down there, when I say down there, along that border, and is touring to see firsthand what really it looks like. So what, you know, you've got El Paso, which is bigger, more resources than just not too far outside of El Paso. It's more remote. There's a lot of remote areas along that stretch. So that's what they're looking at. They're reviewing medical screenings, conditions. There's all kinds of shelter problems, all of that. You know, 95% of the kids had to be reexamined by paramedics, emergency medical techs, medical facilities near the border, all of that. So they're only going to be able to do so much. And I'm not giving them a pass. This is terrible. It's unacceptable. She thinks it's unacceptable. It is unacceptable. But this just pushes up that whole thing, that whole problem, and then the president's demand for $5 billion to build a security wall at the southern border, right? So you've got these young kids coming in. They don't have the documentation. And then we've got now a partial shutdown of the federal government, so that's made it worse. Less people. There already weren't enough. Diving into the mailbag next.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Nancy Pelosi needs to come back from Hawaii. Less hula, more moolah for the DHS, Customs and Border Patrol, funding our border security.
That's Kellyanne Conway, counselor to President Trump, who tells Fox News Sunday the president ready to deal with Democrats Conway says it's time for Congress to get back to work.
They need to come to the table and do their job. A fully functioning democracy demands that both parties come together and that the Congress and the executive branch work together.
3, 2, 1.
And a practice New Year's Eve countdown in New York's Times Square as confetti is tested. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill says security will be tight and drones will be used this year to patrol the crowd.
It's going to be one of the most well-policed, best-protected events at one of the safest venues in the entire world.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, certain delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person.
Let's dig in the mailbag. That's exactly where we're going. And a big reminder to everybody, coming up next, I feel like I'm in an episode of Harry Potter. Where am I? Am I at Hogwarts? In our next segment, we're going to do Nail the Score. That's where, and it's the last of the season because it's the last weekend of pro football. We'll do it. You know what? We'll do it during the playoffs. I'll cherry pick some of the weeks maybe, or we'll see. I'll throw it out and we'll do a little investigating as to whether people want it or not. I get more emails than anything on that, but to nail the score, all you have to do is, once I say what the game of the week is, tell me what you think the score of the game is going to be and who's going to win. Doesn't get any easier than that, does it? Ba-da-ba-da-da. So that's what we'll be doing coming up in our next segment. All right, speaking of sports, how about this? I actually got an interesting sports note from somebody today, and I'm totally aware of it because I live in the area. But this one was from Chad, who said, "Hey, Delaney, did you see this? I'm wondering, I listen to all of your shows, and anytime I can hear you, it sounds like I'm everywhere." Again, the Hogwarts reference. And he says, "Did you know that the bowl game was canceled in Dallas, the Cotton Bowl, because of lightning and weather?" I do know that. So Boston College was leading 7-0, and then they stopped play and cleared the field. There was like 5 minutes and change in the first quarter. So they delayed the game for 90 minutes. There were thunderstorms, and they were supposed to come on and keep coming, and they did. So they decided that we got to cancel it. We just can't do it. We got to cancel it. It was the right decision because you can't play with the massive lightning. The weather was brutal, and it didn't let up all day long. That's why I made the reference to flooding and rain. So they would have been able to play this, and they had never canceled a bowl game since 1941. And you know why they canceled a bowl game in 1941? Hawaii was playing San Jose State. It was canceled because of the attack on Pearl Harbor. Yeah, right. So imagine. Pearl Harbor, now all the way to the weather in 19... Where are we? I don't even know what the date is. No, in 2018. In 2018, that many years later. But it was bad, so that was a very smart thing. So interesting, Chad. Thanks for sending me that. Yes, I did know that because I happen to be in the middle of it. All right, how about this? This is from Charity, who says, Ms. Delaney and all the listeners of America tonight, boy, I sure do enjoy your show. I like how you try to keep things on an even keel, and you always invite people into your den, no matter what their political slant or label that they slap on themselves. I like that because it is more about labels. Half the time people don't even really know what they are. Let's be real. I think this nonsense that's going on with the two-stepping, as you call it, in Congress over this whole shutdown thing is sad because it's the little people that get screwed in the end, pardon my French, and a government shutdown does threaten us economically, and certainly the time of year could not be worse. I agree with the whole time of year thing. And yes, here's what happens. The things that get missed. So how's the economy doing? And so I think that's what you're referring to, that how you measure things, the monthly jobs reports, all that stuff, and the indicators, and, you know, what happens there. And then what resumes, so like the Bureau of Economic Analysis and the Census Bureau, they're part of the Department of Commerce. They're not giving updates because that can't happen until the shutdown's over. The Department of Agriculture, so you get crop production, prices, and sales. Seems like it's not a big deal. It is a big deal to the farm industry and to anyone in the ag industry. So a little bit of a delay, not necessarily brutal, but the longer it goes on, the more disruptive it becomes. Then you have financial markets that can swing wildly because the Federal Reserve, you see what's happening with the interest rates going up. You've got the Treasury Secretary scrambling, holding calls with bankers to make sure they have enough money to keep lending because it's all about the whole lending thing. So uncertainty breeds problems. Let's say that's a good way to sum it up. Uncertainty breeds problems. Although it's interesting because after Christmas, the market actually flew up. So the market was good on the day after Christmas. All arrows pointed up, meaning the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, and the S&P. That's good news because it's been down, 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 down. And so now it bounced back up. And again, anything negative is what does that. But there was a surge, and 1,000 points, the Dow gained 1,000 points. There was an oil rally. Holiday sales were huge, really, really big. So that made things bounce up. Crude oil prices, I mean, they were up over 10%. That's a very big climb. Stocks like Amazon jumped up. Not a surprise, because think about everything that was ordered over the holidays through Amazon. I mean, Jeff Bezos, he just controls the world. It's insane, isn't it? He thought it was about books. No, it was about much more than that. So to see it go up, you know, and to see it recover from how it had dipped down is a good thing. And the markets are going to swing no matter what. They're going to swing. We are at the craps table. That's why diversify in whatever you invest in. I'm not a stockbroker, but I try to study the markets and I have many friends that have schooled themselves in it, and we, frankly, have provided a lot of that information on America Tonight because I thought it was good to give alternatives. And we'll get somebody else, too, but every couple of years we'll have somebody for about 6 months to get different perspectives, whether it was Steve Kelly or my buddy Mike who came on, or else we had Harry Hill came on with us. We had all kinds of different people with different ways to look at markets and look at investing and, you know, whatever. So anxiety definitely is the word of the day with the shutdown stories and with the fears over what's happening with the interest rates and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I think we will survive. I do. I think we'll survive. It's brutal, though, when you're worried about the check. Like I said, that's the difference between being an entrepreneur or being somebody who gets a paycheck every couple of weeks. I said it before. I'll say it again. You mess with someone's money, that's when you shake them up, right? Got about 800,000 people affected by the partial shutdown. It started midnight on Friday. It covers 25% of government agencies, to give you some more numbers. So the president wants a wall, a fence, or whatever you want to call it, and he wants that $5 billion. He's not getting the support. So, you know, we're starting to see that it'll trickle down if it continues to go on for any kind of a length of time. People are tweeting out that, you know, they're going to rip through their savings and that's not going to last very long. And, you know, what's going to happen and will they be paid? And I saw a tweet from somebody who was talking about their husband being on active Coast Guard duty. And the Coast Guard won't get any pay on the 1st. Because they're the Department of Homeland Security. So the person who tweeted out was saying that they live in New York. They pay $2,000 a month in rent. They have a toddler and another on the way. So, see, this is what I mean. It's the littler people, not the person who's at the top of the chain. It's the other people below, not that they're not affected, but it's the other people below that are affected, that have families, that have one person at home, one person working, and that's what gets people feeling very, very uncomfortable and ratchets up that anxiety, and you can completely understand, you know, why that is. All right, because so many of you know that I dig the whole space thing and looking at the planets, and do I know a lot about it? No, it's like the whole investment thing. Am I an astronomer? No. Am I schooled in the aeronautic arts? No. But do I really like it? And have I visited many places where I can see these mind-blowing views of what happens at night? So check this out. Starting on January 20th, I found this out today, a total lunar eclipse or blood moon that coincides with a super moon is going to be visible throughout the U.S. And it starts late in the evening on January 20th. It finishes during the wee hours, I guess, of January 21st. And then after that, you got to wait till May of 2021 for the next total lunar eclipse. So how about that? I know where I'm going to be. I'm going to be in Tampa, St. Pete, and I'm going to be looking at that sucker with my nephew, and he has got a powerful telescope to be able to see it. So I'll report back to all of you and tell you what it's like, but it looks like it's going to be really, really cool. Because a total lunar eclipse happens when the moon passes fully into the shadow of Earth. And a supermoon is the time of month when the moon is closest to the Earth. All right, we're keeping our feet on the ground, and we're nailing the score next with me, Kate Delaney, on ATN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed. It is time for Nail the Score. Get your neighbors. Tell somebody next to you to call this number to Nail the Score, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. So this is the last regular season game in the NFL this season. Can you believe it? How fast did it go? Boom! Like that. Let me do that again. Boom! Like that. It's crazy. We blinked and then all of a sudden it was over. Just like this year. We blinked and the year is over. Right? So, if you can't call the number, send me your guess to katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. And you will be in just like that. All right, so you need the game. And the game of the week, boy, there's so many games with implications for the playoffs that are attached to them. In other words, they're either going to get in the playoffs or they're not. And they may need a little help from some other teams. And one of those teams is the Philadelphia Eagles. It's interesting because the Dallas Cowboys win the East, the NFC East, and the Philadelphia Eagles have Nick Foles as their quarterback because Carson Wentz has a little bit of an injury, so he's kind of nursing that, and they're thinking, you know, we're not going to roll them out there if there's no reason to do that. So now the Eagles are on the road taking on the lowly Redskins. Who knows who their quarterback's going to be? The quarterback du jour, fourth-string quarterback. So the Eagles certainly can beat the Redskins. They better, but you never know. If they beat the Redskins, though, here's the thing. They still need help from the Bears. The Bears have to beat the Vikings. If the Bears, who have something to play for, beat the Vikings, then the Eagles get into the playoffs, which is insane, especially with what kind of a season they had after winning the Super Bowl. So for that reason, the game of the week is the Eagles and the Redskins, because it's going to be fascinating to watch how this all comes down. The point total for the game is 42, and the Eagles are favored by 7, if that helps, but you know, you're giving me a guess. You're picking a team, you're giving me a guess. It's that easy. Let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
Oh, riddle me this, Batman. Wouldn't it be easier to send some CDC doctors to the border?
It would be. And it would be so much smarter to do that. Just dispatch them there, take care of everyone, and then it goes to the problem of, okay, this is what happens, and now when you don't, when you have lopsided immigration, then you get flooded with this situation, and you don't want to see that happen. You're right. Send the doctors there. Look, there's Doctors Without Borders that are all over the place. And yeah, yet in our own country, where we could deploy doctors, and the CDC would be the perfect doctors to do that, because they work for the government, send them to the border. You're right. You're brilliant. You should be president.
Yeah, good luck with that.
So a president of the politically incorrect, and I would be your VP. So who do you like? Do you like the Eagles in this one or the Redskins?
I'm going to have to go with the Eagles, unfortunately. But I know you like them, and they're wonderful and all that good stuff. I'm thinking 28. I'm going to use my usual numbers, 28-19.
28-19. Okay, 28-19. Pete, we'll see. You know, it could set up another Cowboy-Eagles game, which I think is pretty interesting. And I have such split loyalty because, boy, the Cowboys are good to me. Boy, I love Texas. So Texans have been really good to me. So there. Once again, I am living in a Harry Potter world. That's what I feel like, right? What's the name of that school again? Hogwarts? Sharon is listening to us in Maine. Hello, Sharon.
Hello.
What do you think, Sharon? Who do you like, the Eagles or the Redskins?
I think I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Eagles, what's the score?
Oh. I'm going to go 27-24.
27-24 Eagles. Sharon, you're a smart lady. Stay warm there in Maine. So 27-24. And happy holidays to Sharon and Pete and everybody listening to the show, by the way. So 27-24. Nathan, he is so good at this. So the Swami of numbers. What do you think? Eagles or the Redskins?
Let's give it to the Skins. We'll give it to the Redskins. Yeah, we're just going to do it. It's going to be 31-28. Everybody's going to be so hungry. Just get it.
31-28. All right, I love it. So that would bust that. That would be the over. I love that. Boom. It would bust it big time. 42. That's funny. So I'm going to say that it is the Eagles, and if the Eagles don't win it, then they don't deserve any help from the Bears anyway, and those games are going on at the same time, 425 Eastern. So I'm going to say the Eagles win it, and I think the final score is 24-17. I'm going to say 24-17. We'll see who's right on that, but And but it's pretty interesting. And what's been pretty interesting is even in the last game, and it happened in the waning moments, beating Houston, but Nick Foles, they're calling him Saint Nick in Philadelphia, because remember last year Carson Wentz was out. He came in, filled in. They went all the way to the Super Bowl. They beat the Patriots. It was unlikely. They were the underdogs. There's no question about that. And so now they're in a bizarrely familiar situation where Nick Foles is quarterbacking, and after that big win over the Texans a handful of days ago, here it seems like it anyway, here's what Eagles head coach Doug Peterson had to say.
You know, that's just Nick. You know, he's always been calm, you know, in and around the, you know, his preparation during the week, and then of course leading up to the game. And you know, he's a guy that just wants to continue to just help the team win and dish the ball and put it in our playmakers' hands. And you know, really not get much credit, just let the other guys do it, you know. And even after taking that hit and then going back in, I thought it took a lot of courage and guts at that point to want to finish the game and come back in. It's just credit to Nick.
Yeah, credit to Nick. So they win. They win a couple of games in a row with Nick Foles playing, and thus the nickname Saint Nick, beating Houston 32-31. And then the game before that, of course, doing it in overtime, beating the Los Angeles Rams 30-23, and the game before that they lost in overtime to the Dallas Cowboys, but Carson Wentz was the quarterback then. And in that game against Houston, Nick Foles had 471 passing yards. Is that crazy? Yeah, so we'll see if they find a way to get into the playoffs. Maybe, maybe not. Hard to say. I mean, this is the final week. So there's injuries to deal with on other teams. There's teams that look like they should have gotten in, but they're not. And that's just how football rolls. But for your purposes, when we're nailing the score, you don't need to know any of that gobbledygook. All you have to care about is who's going to win, pick a side, and tell me what the score is going to be. You can send it to me at katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Or jingle these numbers, 855-266-2283. You'd have to get in right now, and we could take you during the commercial break, because that would be fair. But that would be the only way. And this is it. Week 17 wraps it up. So hard to believe, isn't it? Crazy couple of days in the sports world. That game gets canceled at the Cotton Bowl. So a bowl game canceled because of lightning, thunder, rain. Boise State and Boston College. Had to be disappointing for those fans and people who had tickets for it. But, hey, you just can't sit there and let people run the risk of getting hit by lightning, and certainly not the players either. Oh, well, there's always next season. Thanks to everybody for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody. Kate Delaney, see you next time.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.